evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night live show. It's 1/31/2020. We're supposed to have a brother Steve Quayle up with us tonight, but I haven't been able to reach him yet. I know he's been doing some traveling and some different things and has been tied up in a lot of business. We'll see if he comes on. If not, if he does, we'll break on in. If not, we'll get him the next time. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we now have a state of emergency apparently in the United States, a health emergency with regards to the coronavirus. And in the midst of all of this, I'm seeing all of these things. It just doesn't make sense, you see. And if you have not seen it, go look at this, because I think it is actual video from Wuhan. And go to liveleak.com and look at Wuhan, the coronavirus story. And there's a video, and it's showing hundreds of people in a containment area there, some, you know, laying on the floor and stuff. And what it's showing is people who are having seizures and shaking, their body twitching and trembling. And people say, well, what is that? That is when you have a total absence of electrolytes or electrolyte imbalance that's beyond the pale, and you start to go into seizures as your nervous system gets screwed up. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you another tip right now. Burn it in to yourself right now. Go out and get it tonight or tomorrow. You go get you some Pedialyte, like you'd give to the kids when they had the diarrhea or something, or like somebody gave to you when you were a child, Pedialyte, or Gatorade powders. If you get the drink will go bad if you don't drink it within a certain period of time. So if you've got the powders where you can mix it, do it that way. If not, get a case or two of the drink, and then as you use it, you're just going to have to drink it a little bit at some point in time. You get smaller bottles, that's probably the best way to go. Now, we also have now a coronavirus in San Francisco now. So now we have the opportunity for it to go through the Bay Area. Just at the same time, it's just the craziness. It is just like, remember the Superman comics? When they had the Bizarro World, it was like Superman had a square head, and instead of everything being round, it was square, and all of that kind of stuff. It's like we're living in Bizarro Land right now. And now in the drug users of Seattle now have formed a drug users union. They're going to demand their rights as drug users on the streets, okay? And at the same time, you see, of all of this, we have now Grand Central Station ongoing right now, huge, massive demonstrations of protest in Grand Central Station, thousands of people, and they're using paint, and they're marking over the thing where you swipe your card, your Metro card or your subway card for fares. They're trying to jump terminals. They have New York NYPD, NYCPD is there. They have state cops. They had everybody and their dog at the deal. In the meantime, you've got some kind of a woman opera singer or some kind of a singer down at Trump's Mar-a-Lago, gets up on top of her SUV, does a little dance, and then she gets in and rams the gate, and the cops shoot her, okay? Secret Service and the guard have to shoot her. Now, what that tells me, possibly, allegedly tells me, is that when you have President Trump, where they're not voting for any more witnesses, but of course McConnell didn't force the vote to be taken tonight, which they're trying to allow it then to maybe come up with another one or two shoes that drop on Trump. But the fact is, now we're seeing the massive lefty commie, demonic commie rat massings in the cities to try to overwhelm the cities in massive demonstrations, riots, and whatever, which will progress throughout the year. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you had better continue to prepare. Oh, good. Brother Quail, Hawk is right here with you, brother.
Hey, Hawk. Sorry about the... My phones are screwed up. It rang, I couldn't pick up, and it picked up. So the thing is, it's good
well,
to be
I'll
with
tell you,
you
today I was on my computer, and I saw the screen of the federales who are watching me. Their screen popped up on my side, and I got to kind of go through some of their stuff. It was real interesting. So well, the jerks watching me and screwing with your phones, you know, I got to see what they were up to today. It was quite revealing, of course, you know.
Well, I think,
Brother
Hawk,
Quail,
right
why don't
now,
you
we
start right out.
Yep. Well, I think you can hear me now, right? Excuse me?
Yes, sir. Hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Okay. The thing that I think is really obvious to everyone now is the mishandling of the coronavirus and the total amount of lies in the mainstream media. Anybody with half a brain knows the signature of a bioengineered, weaponized form of whatever virus. Wuhan happens to be obviously one of the main and the most, I would say, elaborate bioengineering labs that China possesses. And, Hawk, I think people have got to understand that there were warnings about that lab, and there were, how should I say this, in the world of the United States intelligence gathering, we lost our edge, but we were warned, and a lot of people were warned, that, hey, this place isn't ready to handle this type of lethal viruses. And now with the mutation rate that's taking place, mm-hmm. the strange, if you will, symptoms, the different responses, and it's almost like you're trying to put your finger on one virus and there's multiple viruses taking place at the same time. And one of my scientist friends, and all of you guys who are of the federal government should listen to this. Every human body has a human set of factors, genetic factors, but also chemical factors, biochemical factors. The human biome reacts to different viruses different ways than different people. The ideal bioweapon, as you and I talked about this, Hawk, 20 years ago, obviously the Breathe No Evil days, the name of my book from yep. that many years ago, was to basically come up with the ultimate bioweapon that would refuse any type of remediation efforts in the way of a vaccine if you're dealing with a virus. What's mm-hmm. problematic on this is you have a confluence of factors taking place. Let's just look at the situation with a quarter of a billion pigs having to have been basically buried alive, slaughtered. And now you've got a population of China, as of today, you can go look it up if anybody want to check it out. It's 1.4 33 billion people, and that represents a lot of mouths that are not going to be fed. I think this is probably one of the most surreptitious, evil, underhanded releases. The question is, was it intentional, or was it by, how do I say this, just sheer they shouldn't play with dead things, you know, like viruses? Or is this part, and I think this is where we're at, Hawk, this is the global elite's plan to begin the population of the planet down to their mm-hmm. sacred 500 million people. And, you know, Hawk, I've been talking all week long on my show. You know, I do a show every other day, the Q-Files 2.0. It's behind my website. It's subscription
people,
only.
You ought to subscribe to that, by the way. Go to stevequail.com and you can subscribe.
Right, and here's the thing. You know, you've been known to, you know, get a lot of flack because you talk about Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Mm-hmm. But when I started looking up the Great Tribulation, now pay attention to my words, everyone, I noticed that in Matthew 24, it's Great Tribulation. There's no "the" in the front of it.
Not
when I went
the,
into the book
yes.
of Revelation where Great Tribulation is spoken about, there's no "the" in front of it. I believe that that was a surreptitious effort to separate the tribulation that is now beginning from a time period that shouldn't exist until, of course, the people that believe in a pre-tribulation rapture are gone. So what I'm saying, Hawk, is, and I know you know what I'm getting at, is we have entered in, and, you know, I got an email from a guy today who really has paid attention to what, you know, I guess what I've been saying for 25 years, and he remembered me making this statement. He said, Steve, I remember when you said that tribulation started, that God's people wouldn't even know it until they're in the middle of it. Do you remember when I said that?
Yep, you sure did. You've said a lot of good things, brother. You just forget them yourself, you know?
Yeah, that's funny. If I didn't have you, I wouldn't know, you know, what you guys heard on radio and what I said and didn't say. But I think it's important
it's getting
that,
on closer to
30 people,
years ago almost in some of it, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I you know, it's just it's so interesting to me that now we have the confluence of all of these events happening at once, and people still are trying to deny the lateness of the hour. And, you know, can I share a scripture for you that I you know, John, thank you, John, in Missouri shared with me, and I forgot all about this. It's Jeremiah 8:7 in the King James Version. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed time, and the turtle and the crane and swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. And he said, wow, but listen to the 1537 Matthew's translation. Listen to this. But my people will not know the time of the punishment of the Lord. Wow. You used to have it years ago on your website. Here's another hawk statement from this guy. It's later than you think. You should put that back up, except now it should say it's much later than you think. And he said, God bless. And I had forgotten that scripture. I don't think I've read that scripture in, honestly, I don't think 10 years. And he said this. He said, the Lord gave me this warning last night. It had been, you know, two nights ago. And listen to this. He said this. He said, just as I got ready to go to sleep after praying and stuff, he said, my mind pops out of nowhere these words, hide yourself. Instantly, I thought of Isaiah 26:20, come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as if it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. Now, he says, and I agree with this is a great topic for us to talk about, I think the Lord is speaking to his people now to self-quarantine themselves from this plague. You've been saying that, and I just got in late on what you were saying before Todd hooked me up and hooked me in. And the deal is that, Hawk, this is no longer, how do I say, it's no longer party time. It's no longer future. It's no longer an option. It's no longer, gee, it's nice to do. This is a do-or-die moment. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, Steve, I think you're correct, and, you know, we hesitate to say it, but as far as I can see, we're at the beginning of great tribulation. Not the, but
agreed,
as you say, and I've read a million times right out of Jesus' red letters there in Matthew 24, Luke 21, man, we're in it. You're right.
We're in it. We've got a global pandemic, and now you've got people, and there's some people that are well-researched, and here's the deal. I came up with a statement years ago on the fake Ebola scare, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead. But the thing is that from the bioscientists I'm talking to, listen, these guys have enough, like I said, enough resume pages to make the Encyclopedia Britannica blush. And that's not just bragging up sources, but there are some genuinely bright and gifted men and women out there that are telling people the truth. But Hawk, people will not accept even the basic math. We've heard quarantine rates, lethal dose rates of this from 14 to 40%. We've heard 100,000 people infected. We've heard literally millions of people infected. But no one will do the math.
The place. That tells me
numbers
that's
are
a
all
lie,
over the place. And, here's the thing. We're alt news, we're alt media, and that means we're alternative. We are the truth stream to their live stream, okay? Not live stream. Anything you're seeing on the mainstream, let's call it what it is, dead stream versus live stream, okay? He who has the Son has life, the Lord Jesus Christ. He who doesn't have the Lord Jesus, they're already dead. So, you know, the thing I think is important, God is, how should I say this? He's defining the times. I don't know. Did you see the story I posted on my website today about the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Yes, I did. And
okay.
I saw that
do you not
pompous
think it's,
ass from the UN saying that they're going to counter it, you know?
Yep, they're going to counter the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Let me make that really clear. We don't care what the Christian Bible says or what the God who wrote the Christian Bible says. We're going to make war against his Messiah and all of the things that he's going to do. In other words, they're willing to kill the planet to keep the events that the book of Revelation prophesied would come to pass. And I want to make sure that people understand this. The book of Revelation, the Guterres guy who said it,
goes up and worships Lucifer in the UN room up there, you know?
Absolutely. So I mean, I want to read this for the listeners.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I put wow, wow, wow on the front of my stevequayle.com. UN chief outlined solutions to defeat the four horsemen threatening our global future. That's actually more truth from the UN, the United Nothings, than is probably preached in 90% of the pulpits across the land on a Sunday. He said, these, quote, four horsemen can jeopardize every aspect of our shared future, Mr. Guterres warned. I will translate for everybody. Get beyond the UN Bolognese, okay? Not Bolognese, Bolognese, okay? These four horsemen can jeopardize every aspect of our new world order. So I find it interesting, Hawk, that we've talked in past over the years. Remember when the revelation that the pale rider, the pale horse, was Kleros and could be militant Islam and the sword? And now you've got one-fourth of the world's population pretty much under the flag of Islam, and obviously the sword of Islam is carrying out their end-day plan. The Iranians, when Ahmadinejad was the president, said he's willing to sacrifice all of the Iranians to make sure the Iman Mahdi comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I'm glad 50 million people said, you first, pal. But the thing is that how is it? Okay, here's a question. We'll go the question for your audience. How is it that Bill Gates comes up with a 65 million dead number, and then I think it was yesterday, 33 million dead? When you see the 33s, ladies and gentlemen, that's a big time. Hello. We're here, Illuminati, Illuminati, Illuminati. I'm saying that they're talking about that literally, how does it go to that to others, 1,200 people that are dead? That's baloney, you know? And it's not even, you know, the kind you put on a sandwich. The thing is that
did
this
you
is
see,
incredibly.
Did you see the Bianco research numbers and stuff, the geometric progression? They're talking about possibly, by the end of February, something like possibly, what, 160 million? Did I see that or read it wrong? Or
yep,
you know, possibly.
Yeah,
that,
can I tell you something? The guys I'm talking to are saying that. Okay, well, Quayle, you almost say the worst-case scenario. I said, oh no, my mouth is shut on the worst-case scenario. You can't happen the contemporary scenario. You can't embrace it. I'm not going to give you the worst-case scenario because, you know, here's the thing, Hawk. You know, I did this, and I want everybody to do it. Put your thumbs together and put your, you know, trigger fingers apart, the width of your thumbs, just don't stretch them. That's everyone's ability to react to their information base, their comfort base, and their understanding. Now, take down your thumbs and put down your trigger fingers and imagine this, that then how do you put into context everything else that's in the room that doesn't fit between your fingers or your current understanding? And that's the problem, Hawk. We have not only the inability for modern America, especially, to have because of cognitive dissonance, but you know, reality avoidance disorder, RAD, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the reality avoidance disorder is simply this. You go back to the words of Director of CIA William Casey, we'll know our efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. That is a real statement. It is documented. It's not just make-believe or la-la land. And obviously we know that Casey got whacked. He got assassinated. I think it was Frank Dukes that was on my program years ago, The Secret Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember when he talked about how they killed him and everything?
Yeah. Now, I've got something for that guy, your critic, and if anybody, people out there, if anybody tells you this stuff, you just tell them one time and one time only, because the time is not now to take all of your time, which should be for you to prepare and protect you and your family, But here's what you tell these fools. You say, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. There's the hiding again, Steve. But the simple pass on and are punished.
Well, Hawk, that's exactly true. And I said, listen, how come squirrels know how to store up acorns and nuts in the fall for winter, and how come we've got so many squirrels and their nuts, I'm talking now two-legged ones, and they think that anybody that is preparing is a man of no faith? Can I just give you this? This just came in, okay? Just literally as we're on the air. This is one of, I call those red-letter moments. Red-letter moments for your sake. Hawk, you know what it is, but the red-letter words in the New Testament are the words of Jesus.
Yep.
He said, one of my sources, people globally should be prepared for supply chain shutdowns now from China. Ships are now being denied entry to ports, and ships wanting to leave China are not being allowed to leave without having a clearance to land at the ports the ship is scheduled to go to. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when ships are unloading their cargo, we have a whole new vector, meaning an agent or a way to transmit the coronavirus, because it doesn't dissipate when it goes onto a hard surface. The origin of this, and by the way, Hawk, that story about breaking out of a Canadian lab, that's totally bogus. I had a couple of bioweaponeers tell me that the BSL, the weaponized version of coronavirus was three stage. The first stage was in Russia. The second stage was in the United States. Everybody tweaked it. And the final stage was in China. And everybody made it more lethal, the final stage being in China that has been released. So I don't think people, you know, how long have you preached? Sharpen your K-bar, get your stuff, get prepared, get ready to shut in the, you know, the wise man sees evil coming and hides himself from it. Yep. So now I don't think, and here's the greatest disconnect in basic math. How does stuff get on a grocery store shelf or a hardware store shelf or wherever you go and buy stuff if it isn't, how does it get there? This isn't like Star Trek where they just press a button and Commander Data makes you, you know, strawberry pie filling. Obviously, what using that as an example. But the thing is that the strawberries have to be grown, they have to be picked, they have to be processed, then they have to be packaged, then they have to be transported to the point of final purchase. I do not believe people in America even understand, especially the younger generation, what's involved. That's not a put-down, it's not sarcasm, it's just calling empty shelves what they are, empty shelves. We see the pictures coming in daily from Wuhan, from all the other 17 provinces, and notice how disingenuous and a bunch of bastards the mainstream media is. And by the way, when I use the word bastards, ladies and gentlemen, I mean it simply in the context of the Book of Enoch and also the Old Testament, where basically the fallen angels producing children, the giants by earth women, the fallen angels producing the giant children by earth women, God called them bastards. So a bastard means something that's illegitimate. It wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. So we are seeing now, if you look at it, Hawk, we're seeing no longer what was 20 years in advance, or 20 years ahead of time, 15 years ahead of time, 10 years ahead of time. What we're watching is the absolute implementation of, take out the word the, in my opinion, Great Tribulation. It cannot be found, the Great Tribulation of Matthew 24 or the three passages in Revelation. It's not there.
And I agree with you, I think it's 3.5 years.
Me too. And so people are putting off in the, into the future what they should be doing now. But what happens when the future comes crashing in on your parade, man? And you're out of time, you're out of money, you're out of knowledge. I can honestly say this, by the grace of God, when you took over the program for me, Hawk, ladies and gentlemen, took over the program when I used to have 3 hours a day, and then he was nice enough to take it a couple days a week. But the point is that now it's turned into years. And after all these years, everything we said would happen, could happen, should happen, did happen, and will happen again, now we're there. So and instead of arguing, I think people need to understand something, that everything, it's not even a question of shelves. In a lockdown and quarantine, everybody is staying inside. And you've probably seen the Wuhan images of people literally being nailed. They're nailing people known to be infected. They're nailing them shut in their own homes, and then they're spraying
and then
whatever
people
painter.
People come by and burn them out, yeah.
You got it. They burn them where they drop. And now the story is out of the New Zealand Herald. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last day of January. And what's interesting to me about that is now, you know, when we would say that, listen, there's the three C's that are going on. They're basically covering up, they're covering over, and they're cremating the bodies.
You remember the smoking truck, Steve, and the mobile crematoriums?
Yep. You've addressed that on your show before, haven't you?
Huh?
I said you have addressed that on your show before, haven't you?
Yeah, we've talked about that a number of times. And then I want to say this, too, is that the Li family, the Illuminati family of China, they're trillionaires. They say billionaires, but they're really trillionaires, people. The Li family are the ones that are highly involved in the red Chinese microbiology and the bioweapon development. And allegedly, they had their own bio clinic in Canada up there at Calgary. And you remember back when we, old John's radio broadcast, you know, when the swine flu and the bird flu were going to combine, you remember?
Yep.
And we all tried to put the stop to it back then. Right outside of the Calgary Li Family Clinic research facility, there was a group of ducks and geese that got a mysterious new bird flu. You know, recombination mutation, so to speak, you know. So when we say, you know, United States and all of that, well, the Lees were in the United States. Allegedly they were with their smoky trucks picking up bums and junkies and doing experiments on them, people. And then when they got done with what they were doing, they would incinerate them on the back of the mobile crematoria on the back of the big rig. Oh, brother.
Absolutely.
Quail, it's just crazy. Now I'll tell you one more thing. A few years ago, Cold War Warrior was on vacation in Berea, Kentucky, and he pulls into a Holiday Inn or whatever it was. And there was a group of red Chinese in civilian clothes with the officer wearing a Malibu Joe's Surf Shop t-shirt, and they were all going into to the Holiday Inn. Well, Cold War Warrior gave him the eagle eye, you know, gave him the hard eye of a hard Navy man, Blue Water Navy, and one of their security boys followed him upstairs, and then they thought he might want to challenge Old Cold War Warrior backed him off. But those guys were right there in Berea, Kentucky, Steve, where there's huge caves there in the Cumberland Gap and all those mountains there. And that's exactly where the bats were dying from some word, coronavirus, about 10 years ago.
Absolutely. And again,
exactly,
ladies and gentlemen, you don't.
Chinese.
Yep. And here's what is happening. Let me just, this is just in from another person in Southeast Asia, okay? The big mall, and I'm reading this, and Hawk, these are coming in while I'm on the air with you, so I think they'll
illustrate. Go ahead.
Okay. The big mall in the city near to me has been locked down. No one in or out until all the people have been put in isolation and tested for the virus because someone went to the mall and dropped dead in the mall from the coronavirus. So the authorities did not even delay. They locked the mall down, and people cannot go in or out until all things are cleared, and the mall is disinfected as well. And then he goes on to hear about talking about the escalation globally. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. If you listen to Wolf Blitzer, you're going to be one unhappy sheep, in my opinion. If you listen to any of the MSM, you've got to understand that you're listening to the machine that will devour you. You're listening to the very Marshall McLuhan-like, the medium is the message. So given all that stuff, Hawk, I mean, people have got to understand, you've got to get shortwave radios, everybody. I don't sell them, so just relax. This isn't a pitch for a product. But there's guys who do, and get a shortwave radio because, look,
they can
Hawk, you know
listen
this.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they can at least get some information, and we're going to watch some strange events taking place. As you know, I've been cataloging all of the and drawing people's attention to all the NASA flights, National Aeronautics Space Administration, all their highest technology aircraft sensors going up and down the West Coast, going into Alaska, going into the Ridgecrest area of where the old China Lake base used to be, the Naval Weapons Laboratory base.
Yeah, I saw you showed me the Victorville map.
Yep, before it was destroyed. Even one of the most strange things happening is there's a place called, you're going to love this, Utahebe. I'm not kidding you. U-T-E-B-E-H-E.
I think it's an Indian name of some sort, yeah.
Yeah, and at least there's some stuff going on there, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make it clear. Never in the history of the United States, even during war, have over close now to 3,000 flights night and day been taking place with the most sophisticated sensors that can scan ground temperature, infrared sensors, magnetometers, magnetic flux indicators, ELF, RF, the electricity that's generated when plates move, the flow of magma. And I put up a paper on my website, a couple of months ago. I think I should do it. People say, you're just making that up. No, you're just scared to listen to the truth when they come and tell me that. See, here's the thing, Hawk. They are looking for something. And you know the story. When I first got saved, I had a page out of the original King James Bible. Some guy bought the whole Bible and sold it off page by page. And, mine happened to be Revelation chapter 11. And when I was praying and kneeling at my couch, basically I said, Lord, when does the signal for great tribulation, what's the signal, Lord? And he said, look up. And I looked up, and I've showed this on my broadcast, podcast, whatever you call it, and it says a big earthquake. Hawk, the earthquakes that are being projected and being the information being kept from the people are so staggering in magnitude, you can't even compare them to what's been in the past. I hope people hear
what
I just
said. Revelation 11, did you say, Steve?
Yep. Well, that's what my page is. Let me just see. It might be Revelation 12. I'm at my house. I pulled that down to my office to show people.
I'm looking for which one. I remember when you sent me a picture of that.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing is, what I'm saying all that to say is this. Now you have these aircraft that are, flying at pretty close max ceiling, 44,000 feet. Maximo and 747, they're special jets. They're flying U-2s, ladies and gentlemen, spy craft. They're flying every form of aerial platform. And, Hawk, it doesn't end off just in the west coast of the United States. It's up and down the east coast, too, up into Newfoundland, New Brunswick. It's off the coast. There is so much seismic event and stress building. Look at Puerto Rico. You had two earthquakes. There were two earthquakes. You had the 7.7 and the 7.3. The 7.3 wasn't a downgraded 7.7. It was the first time they'd ever had two 7 magnitudes that were almost...
They tried to make it look like it, though, didn't they? Yeah, that they downgraded.
Yeah, they did.
Right.
So, and then you have the abyss. You have, obviously, the Cayman Trough. You've got the Puerto Rico Trench. These are some of the deepest places in the world, in the Atlantic Ocean, actually the two deepest. And you've got all this activity. And then you had the threat in Miami of a tsunami. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what's getting ready to happen to Puerto Rico is going to be very, very, very deadly. But it's important that people keep in mind, Jesus told us, let not your heart be troubled. I'm going to tell you this stuff ahead of time. But, Hawk, I would guess, you tell me if you think I'm wrong. And it's not about being right or wrong, but I guess 90% of evangelicalism does not believe that there is such a thing as the Great Tribulation. Excuse me, as Great Tribulation. See, I've got to break my habit. Because the thing is that they don't believe how late it is in the hour, because this stuff can't be happening because we're supposed to be out of here. And some of them have modified their position to say, well, we'll have to go through a lot and then go. Yeah, but how about this? Preparing to overcome. That's the most powerful statement in 25 years of talk radio that I believe I could ever make a two-word sentence. Preparing, or three, preparing to overcome. What are you doing, Hawk? You're preparing to overcome. What are you doing, brother, sister, prepper? You're preparing to overcome. And if you're going to overcome, what is it that you're going to overcome? The answer, point blank, is what we're all going to have to go through.
Yeah,
God has not appointed
this. You could also say that, like Jesus says in Matthew 24, he says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And then he tells you in Matthew 25, and this is the thing, Steve, that I have learned to say to people. And when they start giving me the business about, oh, you're just, you know, full of blah, 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 or they tell me, when you get ready, I'll just come and get your stuff, like your local gendarmes told you that they were going to come to your house, you know? Well, yeah. Here's what I say to them, which is what Jesus says to the foolish virgins. In Matthew 25, and he says, let's see, and he says to them, he says, they come, Lord, Lord, let us in. You know, Jesus has come, and the wise virgins of him have gone into the marriage, and the door is shut, people. And then all of the foolish ones who didn't have the lamp oil, who were not prepared, Brother Quayle, they then say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. And that's what I tell people one time, and then they better stay away from me and not fool with me at all, you know, or then they get the 30-30 principle, you know.
Well, let me say this, Hawk, again. This is just in. I think this is one of those things you'll sit back after the show. I'll sit back after the show and we'll both reflect on the show as well as I pray the listeners do. That this was a surreptitious, that's not the word I want. I'll get to the surreptitious part. But this is more than just serendipity, a serendipitous moment. This is a divinely ordained moment. Two headlines. One is from my original source, and this one, the other ones is on Zero Hedge. Come on. Like, you know, I talk about this stuff. I wrote about it 20 years ago, and everybody says, oh, no, coronavirus contained HIV insertion, stoking fears over artificially created bioweapon. What in the, you know, pregnant bison world, that's a new one, you can't get mad at that word, pregnant bison world, PBW, okay. Are they saying there? Of course it is. This did not escape from a Canadian bio lab. That's bovine, you know what it is, you know? It's bovine laundry.
Or just arise out of the muck of the bat soup, right, yeah.
Yep. Okay, here's what came in. This is an alert for your listeners, okay? Steve, this is an urgent alert. A double brickbat has been issued to buy up all the storable food stores in the USA. So if people want their prep foods, they need to order fast before the double brickbat orders have been fully processed. I didn't even know what a double brickbat order was. Maybe you did, but I didn't until right now. A double brickbat means that is the highest priority to fill the orders from the U.S. government, and if needed, the military will send in people to work in the factories also. Happens in high-tech companies also from time to time. So it means shortly there will be zero civilian supplies of storable food, so better buy them now. And then he put, you know, the typical Quayle signature is about three or four exclamation marks. If I want to make a point, you can count them, ladies and gentlemen. If you see seven exclamation points after any sentence that I write, you know that just means whoa, whoa, whoa. So what that means, Hawk, we heard the stories about, you know, Bob Griswold told the real story. The real story is that the FBI took possession of our purchase order for all the night vision tubes that were in it. And that turned into the FBI. The FBI did not confiscate them. They have a double brickbat position, which means any law enforcement, the military, gets first dibs on anything. So, Hawk,
like an eminent domain kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, but it's actually, we get it all, you know, first.
Yeah.
So I remember when Shane Connor had KI for you, selling potassium iodide during the radiation warnings and everything, that the military would literally fly in airplanes to his is closest airfield, and they'd buy every potassium iodide tablet he had, every survey meter, and they wanted all the food. You remember that? That was like, I don't know, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
But this just happened. I want to say it one more time. A double brick bat means that it is the highest priority to fill the order from the government. And if need be, the military will send in people to work in the factories also. Happens in high-tech companies from time to time. So it means that shortly there will be zero civilian supplies of storable foods. So better buy them now. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is from halfway around the world. Someone who isn't in the food business. Yeah. So here's the deal. The rest of the world looks on at the United States.
Let me say this. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just real quick. The United States looks on, the rest of the world looks on the United States and shakes their head. And they who have lived through communist takeovers, who have lived through some of the most difficult situations in the world, and America just parties on like it's, Wayne's World or something.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm telling people to go ahead and buy regular canned goods as well, Steve, and to buy like chunky soups, meat, vegetables, potatoes, fruits, all kind of stuff, and then get all of the Mountain House, the New Manna, the Wise, whatever it is, Alpenair, all the different things. If you had old Safe Trek, it'd be Safe Trek, but to get as much of you can because it's going to disappear. And then I'm also telling people to do dual track stuff. You want to buy stuff out of Amazon, that's good, or something like that. But I'm telling you, you better start making sure you've got some stuff and buy some local, too, and take all of it you can get because you 3.5 years. Do you have 3.5 years of food, people? No. And then the other thing I would say, if you cannot do it, and everybody cannot for sure, most people anymore hardly can get around the block if it costs you a buck and a half. But those that can, I noticed that you had some people who were helping out some of the poorest or some of the people with the widow's mite. You know what I'm saying? That type of person.
Yeah, the widows. We had the thing for widows, orphans, and vets. Some of the vets that have been incredibly wonderful, our freedoms we owe them, our lives we owe them, are living on $867 a month, and that doesn't even cover their medication costs. So I wanted to thank everybody, Hawk, both your listeners, my listeners, and if anybody wants to help, and we have people out there that need it. Now, this is for people that earn less than $1,500 a month. I have one guy that was making a lot of money claiming, well, I could use some extra cash to buy some extra stuff. That's not what we're looking at. We're looking at helping the widows, the orphans, and the vets. Because I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to people that have done that, and they said, I can't believe the blessing that God's given me. It's because the Bible says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay. But also remember this, pay it forward. You, me, us, Hawk, all of us are going to be eating different next year than we did this year. And it won't be three meals a day. It will be basically whatever you get
rations,
in a day.
Yes.
And I'm just telling you, I'm sorry, but when there's a famine in the land for the word of God, a famine in the ground for the food that feeds the people of God that took their blessings for granted, that food, a famine of the word, in other words, the Bible, produces a famine in the land and people go hungry, starve, and die. Is that unkind?
Yes, and that is going to be the key. And this is, I heard you say on Hagman last night that it breaks your heart. And I know that feeling. You've tried to warn as you've had a Joseph's ministry and the watchman's warning. I've had a strike blows against the enemy of Jesus and then warn those with the ears to hear and eyes to see of what's coming and how to prepare. But when you see the people that you think, like your family or sometimes or somebody that you thought was your friend for all these years, and they tell you, oh, you're just full of crap, Hawk or Quail, you know. You guys are just a piece of, trash, and I'm going to go on about my business. And you've told them 10 million times. Well, I'm telling people now, tell them one more time. And if your third cousin's brother-in-law doubts you and is the doubting Thomas, then tell him, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Because the fact is, Steve, billions of people are going to die on this planet. Billions.
Well, and we know that. But, see, the problem is, is, you know, the question that the Lord asked me one time, and I tried to respond to him with a little bit of wisdom and go, Lord, you wouldn't be asking me that question. Certainly, you know the answer already, but the point was very few. He said, Steve, how many of my people take me serious when I tell them, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father which is in heaven? And I said, well, Lord, I think, because most people think if they're saved by grace, and by the way, you are saved by grace, but in never in the Word of God is there any slack applied to the sluggard, like the guy, the parable of the talents, the guy that went and hid it because he knew his master was a mean man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy went into everlasting darkness. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
God's people think they get a free ride to the Heaven Express. Just, you know, they can live like they want, but they won't do what God asks them to do in order to further the gospel. So, you know, when the Lord asked me that question, that was my exact response. Lord, only
well, not
you're
only
asking
that,
me
but
that
a lot
question.
Of people don't say a word. They deny God. They deny the Lord.
Yeah,
Jesus,
I know.
You know.
Well, yeah, so that's the point of that statement, Hawk. You know, Jesus, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father which is in heaven.
You better believe it. And
I'll
tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus, people. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come in to your heart to be your Savior. And you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven if you lose this body on this earth. And I'm going to tell you, it's the best deal. It's the only deal that's going to keep you surviving for what's going to come. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I can't undo that, nor would I even attempt to, and that's the bottom line. You know, you've got to ask yourself this, ladies and gentlemen. Why were we so lax to respond to closing down our airports when the first thing Vladimir Putin did was close his instantly upon his intelligence agencies giving him this information? Now you've got a situation that's south of the border, I'm told, Hawk, by people in the know down there who live down there, that they've had an outbreak of coronavirus that's being covered up amongst the Mexican troops that were getting ready for the, quote, Red Dawn invasion of the United States. How many? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And if I did know the number, I'm almost tempted to say I wouldn't tell anymore. Because here's the problem.
And you remember all the red Chinese that we proved were down there when you had the tip from the truck driver taking food down there to them, remember?
Yeah, I do. But, you see, can I say something? All that is irrelevant to the Super Bowl, okay? And when I say that, I'm using the Super Bowl. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a confession to make. This is from my brother and Ed, who said to me, Hawk, he said, boy, Steve, I thought you were kidding, but you really don't know anything about sports, do you? I said, absolutely not. I have no desire to. And to me, a Super Bowl is just what flavor of Progresso soup, Campbell soup, or Wolfgang Puck organic soup, okay? And the Hula Bowl, I thought, what is a Hula Bowl? Some of you put up chopped pineapple. You know, here's the thing. Look at the timing of this, Hawk. I maintain that because of the importance of that event sports-wise to all the sports bets, to everything and everything else, I believe that there was a time, how do you say this, a time buffer where they didn't want to disturb the outcome of that, you know, and I know that there's record
security. Yeah, because there's over $1 billion bet on that game with the mob, and then all the billions spent on it, and, you know, I'm going to watch it because the Kansas City Chiefs are in it, and they haven't been there for 50 years. Matter of fact, it's the year that they tried to kill the Cold War warrior. 1969, they didn't get the job done. So I'm going to see him win, but I know that that's probably the end of the world, you know?
Well, all I can tell you is this, is that, you know, I'm glad it's the Kansas City Chiefs because, I mean that, I couldn't even tell you who is playing in the
Chiefs
Super Bowl tomorrow.
San Francisco 49ers, yep. Anyway,
okay. And all
let's get
you,
off
yeah.
of the game because you're right, because people are not paying attention.
Yeah, but that's the point. But here's the thing. It's called distraction. It's called sleight of hand. All of this impeachment stuff was designed to keep our eyes off of all the nefarious events going on behind the scenes. Laws are still being passed in the U.S. government. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can't drain the swamp when you basically have a nursery of swamp creatures in the hallway down from the Oval Office. And you can't hope to have any realistic intelligence. I believe this. I believe that God somehow will humble President Trump to the point where he understands that it's not business bravado that even put him into office. It's the living God. People will say, you can't say that. Oh, yes, I can. Because I believe, Hawk, that Trump has been acting, it's obvious, to polarize this nation. The nation has a prosecuting attorney. That's God. The nation is being choosy this day, which you're going to follow. The Democrats are playing their hands. And the Republican rats, you know, they got their hands in the Democrats' pockets. And the Democrats are looking at the Republican rats and going, hey, we're working that side. Go work the other side.
Right.
You know? So in essence, when you've got a kingdom of rats, you know, when the kingdom of rats runs out of stuff to steal from one another, or excuse me, when they can both eat at someone else's expense, everything's fine. But when they run out of everyone else's stuff to eat, then they eat each other. And that's what we're going to watch, and it's playing out right now. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, to reiterate what Hawk started his show with, you've got to go and take the preparation seriously. And as I say, never even consider gold or silver until you've got the food. I have guys that tell me, well, they got 90 days. That'll handle it. I said, are you kidding me? So, and then people say, well, they'll come and take the food. I said, guess what? They're going to come and take your life. So you make sure you hide your food. You make sure you hide your life. You make sure you hide yourself until the indignation of the Lord be passed. And so everyone tonight,
yeah,
when they get up.
And you also make sure that you got a little something that they ain't going to take it easy, you know?
Right. And then here's the thing. The pacifism is a unique, I would say this, it is a unique introduction to a post-69 world, okay? I think the real effort started after Vietnam. We sold our Vietnam veterans out. We sold we just sell out our veterans. Like, Nate, by the way, when I made that statement, I am blocked from any veteran listening to me on the radio, watching me on TV, and one of the veterans, actually two of the veterans, sent me an email saying, Steve, we mentioned your name to somebody. They turned us in, and then we had to go see the Sykes, okay? So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you know, UN chief outlined solution to defeat the Four Horsemen threatening our global future. The Four Horsemen are beginning their gallop. Are you ready to step out of the way? And as you step out of the way, can you stay out of the way of the unfolding events? Because the unfolding events will be very fast. And for the record, the U.S. military has ordered all strategic and individuals out of China. And I believe, I don't know this yet. I'm asking if they've been ordered out of Hong Kong, too. But the bottom line is that
they all
have
to leave. And that's why they gave them till the weekend, till the 2nd or something to get out.
Yep.
Okay. We got a lot of knocks in there. And then also, I think you're going to see a lot of gold come out of China that don't exist anywhere else. It's going to come in on the pallets. You know what I mean? Like guys from Baltimore.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Us, you know?
Yeah, and this hold that the hold of China on the gold of the planet is going to be broken pretty soon. They are losing trillions of dollars. They have, and trillions. By the time it's all said and done, it'll be trillions. The trillion, obviously, is 1,000 billion, okay? So you're talking about trillions of dollars at stake. So they're going to have to raise capital to rebuild and to do whatever they're going to do after this thing takes its fury. But one of those scientists is emailing me and says, Steve, there is no burnout for this virus on the horizon. The boys that release this are going for the, I think, you know, we've said that before. They're going for it.
Yeah, now,
if they're going
now there's
for
also
it,
a
planetary
biblical plague of locusts in Africa, which is the redoubt of the Red Chinese that they bought most of Africa and the New World Order guys. That was always going to be their last redoubt was Africa. And
yep.
So the Lord has got a plague of locusts on them.
Yep, and remember the old statement, von Clausewitz, I quoted it probably too much, but when goods don't cross borders, armies do. Goods will either cross by market, you know, market dynamics, whether it's fair or free, that's another story, or it will by the spoils of war. And ladies and gentlemen, unless you understand Chinese war policy and their white papers, they have no issue with destroying every man, woman, and child in the United States. They said it, sir, as we had our manifest destiny. They believe the United States is their breadbasket, and they're coming for it in their time.
neutron bomb, you talked about it, and you interviewed the guy that invented it, man, you know?
Well, yeah, and you remember those days, and Sam Cohen, and you remember him on being on this radio show, not at this, but, well, what this came out of, my old one, stating that, you know, he was present when George Bush Sr. gave the neutron bombs to the Red Chinese. Remember that?
Let him right into Lawrence Livermore everywhere. Yeah.
You got it. And Sam said he started to weep. He said, we had the best weapon. Neutron weapons, ladies and gentlemen, if they would set one off in Los Angeles, everything human or animal would die. But you'd think that, hey, this is just a set for a movie. Everyone would be dead. Every living creature would be dead. But there wouldn't be any buildings blown up. There'd be no firestorm. There wouldn't even be residual radiation on the level of a fusion-type weapon or a fission-type weapon. And they got them both.
Hydrogen bomb. Right into Beverly Hills, no problem. Yeah.
Right, you know, and I, you know, and you better head for those hills, Billies, because again, the thing that's important, and this is what's happening too, Hawk. What's interesting in the Ridgecrest earthquake, you know, on July 5th, the 7.1, that was one of the biggest earthquakes that had been ever recorded. But from that time forward, there have been millions of quakes, not the kind that show up on a normal seismometer or seismograph, but these are subharmonic quakes. And that's the very same thing that a very famous USGS scientist, Bernard Chouet, that led him to be able to predict with a really close proximity the eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines. And now we've got Mount Taal in the Philippines getting ready to just go wild weasel, as you would say. And we've got the geologists. And by the way, I did see the first cut of Cascadia, the big one, our movie on the coming big earthquakes along the Pacific West Coast. And I think people's minds will be blown because it's all expert testimony and the who's who in the world of geologists and volcanoes and some of the most beautiful aerial photography that I've ever seen in my life. I took some, but I had a guy named Daniel Hurst take the rest, and then Nell Boshoff, who he and I worked together, we took some of it too. I'm only saying this. Nobody has done what we've done, and even the people that saw the footage go, I mean, we've never seen anything like that. Well, because, you know, it's shot 7.5K, which means, you know, if you've got sulfur coming out of a vent on Mount St. Helens, you can see the individual sulfur crystals.
Right now, Steve, I'm looking at South America. There may be a quake that might going to happen down there because I'm seeing big-time scalar weaponry going into Chile and Argentina from the west of it. Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle was with us, and I'll tell you what, stand for Lord Jesus, stand for your family, stand for your Bill of Rights, mighty men and women of valor, strike your high technology blows against the Luciferians tonight. Brother Steve, God bless you, and thank you for being on, buddy.
Thanks, Hawk. God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the weekend. Next weekend, it will be 14 days after this thing. It only gets worse daily.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord protect you against all evil. Go out and prepare tonight. Matthew 25. Good night.